I am Linda van Tolberg for Biz News. But across Europe, governments are increasingly restricting the Golden Visa programs, which has been a favorite route for many seeking to relocate or secure a secondary residency option. For those unfamiliar with the Golden Visa scheme, it's essentially a pathway for affluent investors to acquire property in a foreign country and in return receive residency rights. So what alternatives remain? To shed light on this, we have Richard Haller from the immigration specialist Sable International with us. Hi, Richard. Thank you for joining us today.
Linda, thanks. Nice to be here.
So let's look at Greece. Is that a viable option for those interested in the Golden Visa program?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so the Greek program has been running for a couple of years now. It sort of played second fiddle to the Portugal Golden Visa program, which was running very hard when it was underpinned by real estate. And as of October last year, they changed the program in Portugal to be either private equity funds or pure equity funds in the stock market. But they have to be qualifying funds. And that price point then increased to 500,000 euro. So Greece has now become sort of the main real estate program that offers a residency by investment, sort of golden visa, that allows the purchaser to go and live in Greece, but also traverse the Schengen area for 90 days out of every 180 days. So no more visas required if you want to enjoy the European lifestyle.
So, but they've also changed it in Greece. So what are the new changes?
So up until September this year, you could essentially buy anywhere in Greece and in Athens at 250,000 euros, and that would then qualify for the Golden Visa program. But as we saw in Portugal and Lisbon, that does create sort of a hype in the marketplace, and you start seeing pricing going up, and you know the affordability for locals becomes an issue. So exactly the same that happened in Portugal is now happening in Greece, and they've changed essentially what you can buy at the 250,000 euro level. So you can't just buy anywhere anymore. You have to buy within a new development that's a change of use. So ultimately, where a developer goes and converts a commercial building or an old industrial building into residential, and that then qualifies for the Golden Visa program.
So what is the potential for growth if you buy into one of these units?
So interestingly, I mean, what we're seeing in Greece for the first time is the advent of the sort of big master plans. So if you go to Athens now and you drive past the old airport, they're redeveloping that into a couple of thousand residential opportunities. I think it's a six-star hotel that's on the beachfront. And it's essentially a smart city plan with walkways and parks and things like that. So the almost maturity of the real estate market in Greece is sort of, you know, it's happening. We're seeing some large-scale master plans in Crete as an example, which is, there's amazing developments happening. And a bit like we saw in Mauritius, you know, 10, 15 years ago, where you saw lots of exciting new developments. We're now seeing that in Greece.
And what about other countries? I see Spain has also announced its intentions to discontinue their golden visa. What is it, in January?
Yes, yeah. So essentially, you know, all these programs have a lifespan and they ultimately morph from their initial objective, which is normally to drive foreign direct investment into the country and start growing the economy through that. And as they gain momentum, they then alter, the government then, you know, shape shifts those programs to sort of divert the money into an economy in the right place. So the same has sort of happened now in Greece and in particular in Athens, where they're basically driving the regeneration of Athens through converting the old, maybe derelict industrial buildings or non-used commercial buildings. And because there's in general a shortage of good housing, you're now seeing that creating supply. So it's actually quite a good mechanism to try and correct the imbalances within the real estate market.
Well, you mentioned Athens. What about the islands? Because I think most people would want to end up on an island.
So that was essentially on the old program. So prior to the changes in September, you could buy at 250,000 euros anywhere within Greece. But what's happened now is because that's put pressure on the islands, the new price point for any island over 3,100 population, and the price point's gone up to 800,000 euros. So you can buy on the islands, you qualify for the Golden Visa, but it is at 800,000 euros.
Okay, so Well, does it still create opportunities for South Africa? This, you know, would they be interested if you can't, you know, buy a new property somewhere like you used to?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of a change of mind shift in terms of when looking at these programs, you're ultimately looking at the residency program. And then for us at Sable, we're looking at what is the investment opportunity from a real estate perspective. Because the last thing, you know, you want to do is buy a dud real estate investment to get a golden visa. You still want to buy a decently yielding investment with potential for capital growth. I mean, that's the first prize. And then coupled with that, you've got the golden visa where you can go and live in Greece. You can go rent something on the island for a couple of months of the year, and then you can traverse the EU and do some traveling if you like. So quite a nice lifestyle and freedom of movement solution. But there's still clients that are willing to spend the 800,000 euro and purchase a villa on an island. You can still go and find a nice villa at 800,000 euros, and that would then qualify for the gold visa. There is another price point, which is 400,000 euros, which is essentially on the mainland of Greece, outside of either Athens or Thessaloniki, which is the other main city. So we are currently in the process, and we're actually there for a big trip in January, is looking at what are the best areas to invest in. Athens is one location where we will see capital growth. You will be able to rent the apartment out. So, you know, quite a sound long-term investment, we think, from a capital growth perspective, and decent yields, you know, up to 4% in euros. And then we're going to look at more the 400,000 euro level, which is potentially something you can go live in on the beach for a couple of months of the year, and then come back to South Africa, wherever you are, and sort of move between the two.
So say you do this. You mentioned 90 days that you can live elsewhere. So you can't buy a property there, you know, one of these new developments around Athens, and then go and live in Holland, you know, in the Netherlands.
Unfortunately not. So the in order to be able to live in any European country, you do need an EU passport. So the Portugal Golden Visa program is still the flagship of Golden Visa programs that ultimately gets you to a passport in 7 years' time without having to relocate and move out of your country. So that's still, by and large, the best program if you want to go live or your kids go and live in any country, European country. The Greek Golden Visa is sort of, you know, the next best option at a 250,000 euro price level, essentially, to start at, where you can get enhanced access to the EU. You can go live in Greece for a couple of months of the year. You can travel the EU without any visa restrictions. And at the same time, you know, it seems to be stacking up as a decent investment over the long term.
So I've seen that in light of security concerns following the war in Ukraine, there have been proposals from Brussels to implement stricter checks on existing visas. Is this any issue for South Africans?
Well, you know, the compliance and know your client and the checks across the board are getting more and more. So we see it in every single program from a golden visa perspective. You know, the second passport programs like a Grenada, there's a lot more pressure to make sure that there's enhanced due diligence, that the clients are sound, the source of the funds are sound. So that's you know, definitely happening. Then from the visa space, just recently South Africa has gotten off the visa free list for Ireland, which was sort of the last bastion of visa-free travel for Europe. So, you know, as a South African traveling, it is becoming tricky and it's taking longer to get the visas. So, you know, again, the long-term play for you, maybe younger families with kids, the Portugal option with the passport is still sort of a gold nugget. But the Greek golden visa from sort of half the price, ultimately a very small sunk cost in terms of administration fees to get the golden visa, and then having a decent yielding investment over the long term that you can eventually sell. So when you sell the property, you do lose your residency cards. So you've got to keep it for as long as you want to be in the program.
Well, can you tell us about your golden visa project that you're launching? Was it in January?
Yeah. So as it stands now, we've got three interesting developments that we're looking at launching. So it's taken some time for developers to now pivot to the new change of use legislation in Athens. So we've sort of taken our time to give the developers the chance to go and find the right sites in the right areas of Athens. So that sort of happened now. And so in January, we're going to go and just run our feet on the ground there, go and look at everything, We don't want to launch anything until we've seen it and been there and done our due diligence as much as possible. So by the end of January, early February, we're actually building up a waitlist at the moment. We'll then launch those products first to our waitlist and then open it up to the rest of the market.
Well, for many South Africans, we know the Acropolis, we know the sites in Athens. What's the appeal of living in Athens?
Yeah, I mean, I think the reality is most of the investors are not going to live in Athens. You know, so the 250 level is the mechanism to be able to get enhanced to live in Greece somewhere along the line. So we've got Ski Athos as an example, is very famous for South Africans. They can go and rent an apartment there for, you know, 2,000 euros a month or 3,000 euros a month. The long-term rentals on the islands are actually not too bad. That's when you're going for the short-term high season periods that it's very expensive. But if you can do a long-term lease for 12 months, as an example, the pricing is actually quite reasonable. So, you know, it gives you the chance to go and explore different islands in Greece. And I think from a lifestyle perspective, it's a great opportunity to just go and spend some time in Europe, because you can spend 6 months in Greece and then go spend 3 months in Italy and go and enjoy that. So it just gives you that freedom.
Well, one of the issues that's often discussed in Europe, and it's also discussed in the UK, and I suppose in Cape Town as well, is the issue of these foreign investors who are coming in and buying property. And you've got extensive experience of that in Mauritius. So what lessons have been learned, and how do you think this should be approached by governments?
Yeah, interesting question. So we've seen in Mauritius that the ability for foreigners to buy property is only designated within certain areas. So a development must be zoned for foreigners to purchase. And what that has done is it's kept the foreign demand and the price points of foreigners away from the local market. So, you know, the normal social impact we see in Cape Town, in London, we haven't seen that in Mauritius. And I do think that where the Greek golden visa is gone now, ultimately, which is a change of use. It's a creation of new stock rather than cannibalizing existing stock, which normal Athenians have been buying and had access to. I think that does go a long way to potentially alleviating the large price increases that you might see on the older buildings, as an example. So, I think if governments can manage that, the price impact for the locals is not too severe, then you've got the best of both worlds.
Richard, is there anything you would have liked to add?
No, not too much. You know, I think what's exciting about the Greek opportunity at the moment is the price points in Athens are still off a low base. So like we saw Lisbon was 10, 12 years ago, where it was sitting at about 3,000 euros a square, I think 2,800 euros, if I remember correctly. Athens about a year ago was sitting at about 3,500 euros a square. We're now seeing it at 4,500 euros a square, going up to 5,000 euros a square. Potentially down the line, I mean, Athens is a much bigger city to ultimately redevelop, but the long-term play, it'll take longer for Athens to develop than Lisbon did, as an example. But there's definitely seems to be some legs in terms of potential capital growth and also what's happening in the city. So you're seeing lots of new infrastructure projects. You're seeing the new developments. And it's quite a buzzy place to be at the moment. So it'll be interesting to see over the next couple of years how that plays out.
Well, Richard Heller from Sabre International, thanks you so much.
Thank you, Linda. Nice to chat to you.